I'm Zach Vincent, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. We live in a day and time where everyone seems quick to blame and vilify. Yet Jesus said, "Blessed are the merciful." Those are his very words. So what does it mean when God says to be merciful? And how, in turn, can we be merciful to others? The first thing I would mention is that mercy does not mean overlooking evil. Evil is evil, plain and simple, and we ought to stand up against it. But if you think about it, when you feel wronged and persecuted, do you often hate evil for evil's sake? Or do you start to hate the person on the opposite side who has wronged you? That's a tough call. Sometimes the evil and the person seem intertwined, and it's difficult to distinguish. Other times it's our own prejudice in the way, and we can't see the greater evil that we have committed against that very person. So, what did Jesus say about this? Matthew 9:36 says, "When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them, because they were harassed and helpless, like a sheep without a shepherd." Compassion was a frequent word used by Jesus. Even on the cross, as he was dying, he had compassion for those who were killing him. He states, "Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they are doing." And as Christians, we are called to be like Jesus with everything in our lives. This includes showing mercy. So how else did he show compassion? One way was in a very tangible and practical way. He fed the hungry. Matthew 15:32 says, "Jesus called his disciples to him and said, 'I have compassion for these people. They have already been with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. I do not want to send them away hungry, or they may collapse on the way.'" He met their needs right where they were at. Mark 1:40-41 shows another example of Jesus' compassion. "And a man with leprosy came to Jesus, imploring him and kneeling down, and saying to him, 'If you're willing, you can make me clean.' Moved with compassion, Jesus reached out with his hand and touched him, and said to him, 'I am willing, be cleansed.'" Jesus did many other works of compassion and mercy. He healed the blind, he healed the sick, he even raised the dead. Notice the description of how Jesus showed compassion. He was moved. He couldn't help but show compassion. It wasn't just an act of duty or worse, show. He couldn't help but showing mercy. And he has compassion on all of us when we are overcome with the pain of this life. Hebrews 4:15 says, "For we do not have a high priest," that's Jesus, "who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who has been tempted in all things just as we are, yet without sin. And we are called to be like him." A tall order to say the least, at least in our own strength. Lord, grant me the grace to be merciful as you were, as you are. Grant me the grace to show mercy even when I am wronged. Grant me the fortitude of spirit to not get even or defeat the other side, but to extend mercy as you did. For you are the ultimate example for how to live this life. Amen. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.